John Main, 35 Riders.
That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I run.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get a blessing. Now I'm shining on the sun like it's nuts.
Why I run? I hustle hard in the sun, rain, sleep, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. John Main, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X wet, pills crack, weed blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking.
That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I run.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept busting. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
That's why I run.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I run.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept busting. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
Why I run.
Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard. That's so hard, push homie. Back then I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool cause I'ma ride on 84. I had nothing so I jumped off in the crack game. Kept hustling and I jumped off in the rap game. Young man can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run the city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept hustling, now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
That's why
I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I run. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept hustling, now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
Why
I run.
I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle, legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own. Hustle.
Can I Finch on the beat? Turn the headphones up, Ali. Here we go. I woke up this morning with my dick on hard. Didn't know why till I said fuck all y'all. Or fuck this world, or I'ma fuck that girl. Good kid, man, city, watch my day unfurl. I put my life in these sentences. Fucking right, it's either that or life sentences. I'm relatives with Benjamin. I used to give a fuck about my luck when I was innocent. Now what the fuck is up? I'm at your neck like a penalty, nigga. I need that. Bitch, I need that. 24 acres in a mule, best believe that. They say he got smoke like where the weed at. And everything you hope, bitch, nigga, weed at. Pocket tone, Kelly Price, back when it was 95. Buy a strap and then we cock it back when it's uncircumcised. Write a rap on how we just react when shoddy hit the spine. Give you dap and then we slide. Do your hook 3 dozen times. So what's good, I'm looking for a pedicure. Pink pussy that pop, preferably the kind that don't speak. On my man's head, on till she can't blink. And her eyes get watery, you gotta pardon me. I'm so damn turnt. Willing in a two-do with two hoes that follow me and you know. Right on time, tell them hoes kudos. East side, right on time. They don't fuck with you though. In my hood, getting to the money. The pedal never broke, came a long way from the ghetto though. But west side, right on time. Only thing for show, east side, right on time. Gunning through your dough,
I woke up this morning like fuck the world. Been hustling since I was 12, man, I've been through hell. Now these motherfuckers is trying to tell me I don't care. Trying to tell y'all motherfuckers, look, y'all wasn't there. Third posted up on the block waiting for mail. For my niggas posted up in the county praying for bail. Could've cost your boy everything, man, it wasn't cheap. Coming from a nigga just don't sleep. Shit for the week out of my Malcolm X brain. Now I count the checks, man. Cause every time I speak, you hear my Malcolm X pain. Now them doors go up on that lamb, they like Judah.
Young, you like your bitches with
A, I like you out. First them bitches see me, I'm gone, I'm like Pluto. Plus I keep them choppers the same, they Mars Bruno. Brown bag full of cash, baby, MCM. When they ask me my name, I tell them MC him, straight up.
I'm so turnt, winning in the Tudo. With two hoes that follow me and you know. West side, right on time, tell them hoes kudos. Side, right on time, they don't fuck with you though. Where my hood getting to the money, the pedal never broke, came a long way from the ghetto though. But west side, right on time, only thing for show, east side, right on time, gunning through your dough, all praise go to the most high, all faith turn into a drive-by, part ways from the streets, that's a fucking wood police guarantee, last nigga did that, died. Don't you wanna live where the 8K, go for only 8K, minus 6 racks, minus 1 on top of that, melee, stumpy mouth and druggy mouth, like a date rape, Daytona's bending every corner while they say, I'm so turnt, winning in the two, with two hoes that follow me and you know, west side, right on time, tell them hoes kudos, east side, right on time, they don't fuck with you though, where my hood getting to the money, the pedal never broke, came a long way from the ghetto though, but west side, right on time, only thing for show, east side, right on time, gunning through your dough, all I ever wanted was a dollar bill and hundreds, and my teacher asked my woman when she smiled, I stick my tongue in, plus some cartoons and some cereal, Snoop Doggy on my stereo, some British Knights or LA Gears with glowing lights or Perry Ellis jacket, I would love a swap me full of Chevrolets and candy paint that's wet with Tammy horns, a bumper, can I hump her, papa tell me, yes, a DBGC concert and a DJ quick song on cassette, 20 years later, I hate her on the fucking bed, I'm so turnt, willing in a tuto with two hoes that follow me and you know, west side, right on time, tell them hoes kudos, east side, right on time, they don't fuck with you though, where my hood getting to the money, the pedal never broke, came a long way from the ghetto though, but west side, right on time, only thing for show, east side, right on time, gunning through your dough,
Alrighty, welcome to Growth Latina. Cut goes down every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific. Host Onyx and Golden Fleece on the line with you. What's up?
Yes, yes. Oh, man. You just played the man of the last, 48 hours? Now, we can't even say the man of the hour. Man of the last 48 hours.
Oh, my God.
We got a lot to talk about today, but that's one of my favorite joints right there, that Right on Time. That's my shit right there.
Alrighty. We definitely had to, you know, we had to come in with the Kendrick. We got to do it. It's only right, and it's, you know, just appropriate for what all we're going to get into today. If this is your first time tuning in tonight, this is Global 14 The Cut via Jermaine Dupri's Global14.com. So we do want you guys to go over there as well and stop by and check out the website and the network and get, you know, signed up and get acquainted with us as well as the other lifers and G4s, as we like to call it. Yeah, I mean, we're going to get straight into the news. No special guest tonight. Last week, who did we have last week? DJ Baby Drew and DJ Tracy Steele.
Yeah, we
Steele.
Had
and Mel Love.
Mel Love, Baby Drew,
yes.
Tracy Steele. They was
yes.
all on the joint. Had we just was balling and
oh,
rolling
man,
all night. It was hilarious. excellent interview. And now it's just, you know, talking and talking to, you know, each other and the fans about what's going on in the state of hip-hop, man. It's a lot to talk about, man. And thank God, you know, Kendrick sparked something. And, you know, we're going to see hear the good and bad of it, you know, how people see it, how people
mm-hmm.
think it came across. But
mm-hmm.
interesting topic, definitely.
It is, and I'm excited to get into it because I have my own stance on it, and I'm curious. I don't know if I've posted it and I've already said my piece. I wasn't going to do an all-day rant with it, or I was going to do an all-day, you know, fist pump either. So I can't wait to say my piece and two cents as well. So, but again, everybody that's tuning in, we thank you for tuning in tonight, and also we do know that you guys want to get your music played and interviews and things like that, and we want to go ahead and give you the information as far as to get your record considered for our review show. So I'll let you tell the people how they can be considered.
Yes, definitely have been getting hit up with submissions. Actually going to play some
yeah.
people next week, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, you can hit us on our social networks. Onyx is Onyx254 on Twitter. I'm The Glue on Twitter, THAGLUE. Hit us up on our inbox, and like I say every week, make sure you let us know what your plan is, what you're trying to do with your records, you know, and what your goal is. So when we do roll out your music, we know what to say, and we know how to present it. Or, of course, you can hit us on global14.com. Onyx is Onyx on there. I'm Golden Fleece on there. Hit us up with a private message. Let us know what you want us to play, what's the single you're running with. Whatever you got, man, we will play it on here. We want to give it its proper due. Remember, it's a review show. You know what I'm saying? So you're going to get people that might call in and say what they want to say about it. And, you know, we're going to talk about it. And everything's constructive criticism. We definitely don't try to put anybody down on the show. And, you know, now money, you whack. Go back to the lab. No, we don't do that. You know what I'm saying? It's ways to say things and ways to come across. So it's great like that. So hit us up with your music, man. Let the people hear it and then chime in on what they think about it. So get your submissions in.
I know, that's right. That's what's up. And then you guys, we do have a YouTube page. So, and our Twitter is at Global14TheCut. So make sure that you get all connected with us on those social networks. You never know what we're going to be doing and what advertisements, anything that we could be running that may be beneficial to you. I'm pretty sure that it would be a tool and resource, if nothing else. So at Global14TheCut, the Twitter. And then we do have a Facebook page. Yay! We just started
yes.
it today. We're almost to 100 likes, and that's great. We haven't even really went hard with it yet, so hopefully when we do that, we'll get some more, and you guys will see it popping up on your news feeds coming up shortly. So Facebook page, like us, and all of that. We'll put the link on the Twitter. And, yeah, you know, YouTube page, Facebook page, we're getting up there. We're doing some things. We're branching out. We're joining other social networks so you can like us and follow us. And the Instagrams are still at Global14 and then our personal one. So, yeah, this week, and normally, you know, this would be the time when we would talk about the new music, when we talk about the charts, the Billboard charts, who's hot and who's not, and who's getting money, and who's, well, whatever we can see. And from what we can see, Kendrick Lamar seems to be on fire, and he made USA Today as well. I walked into work, and he was flashing across our board, and I said, wow. So, I said, this not only, it's not just Black Twitter or urban media, he's actually... It went on a whole other level with this one little verse. And when you can do that, you've, you know, whatever you intended to do, it made quite the impression, and you got the attention you wanted. So, yeah.
That's crazy. Like, I saw all the different platforms in the news media that was covering it, and I was just like, mm-hmm. man, I was so happy when I heard it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I felt like a kid again, for real. Like, I felt like I could run 10 miles. I was like, oh, shit, you know? And everybody, you know, you had the people coming, oh, it's just one verse, you know? I don't really think they understood what that actually did for the culture that, you know, has been dying down, you know, suffering under the cars, chains, and Molly rap, you know what I'm saying? And with that one verse, I think he actually brought life to a situation that needed it, and now it's basically going to separate people into categories. That's what I was looking at, like, wow, you know what I'm saying? This is actually going to be that category verse. This is going to say either you spitting with us and you over here, or you just like to get money, rap about what you like to rap about, you over there. Or you just whack, we don't even need to mention you, you over there. But there's going to be clear separation from now on. So if you're not trying to be over here, then stay where you at. That's cool. But just know you're not getting mentioned with us over here. We're not even accepting that. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And it's interesting you say that. And I definitely, of course, we got to play the record for those who haven't heard it. If you haven't, you're probably just over it, and you don't even want to play it because you already know the outcome. So, but we're going to play it for you just in case you might have missed it. We definitely got to do that. But as far as me, I don't feel like it was the best verse of all time. It was the best verse for right now, and it was the perfect verse for right now. And I definitely feel like it was a great moment for the rap and hip-hop culture, especially being that those are two separate entities at this time, and genres that, you know, especially when you look at even Billboard, they don't even have it under the same category. So they definitely, it was great, you know, for period. And I definitely feel that I agree with you. It is going to separate. It is going to come down to the who's lyrical, who's not lyrical, and what lyrical is. And I didn't feel like it was a diss. I felt like it was a challenge. This is what we need to do. It's time to step it up. I need some competition. I felt like it was a challenge, and it was what it was. It was a call out, and it was, you know, see you on the court type deal. And I didn't think it was a diss. I really didn't feel like it was a diss. But maybe, I don't know, maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. But I didn't think it was a diss. I just think it was what it was. It was truth, it was facts, and he said it, and that was what it was. So immediately, of course, I saw there was a diss record out that I did not press play on, because it was just like, that was irrelevant. You missed the whole point, you know. He said so-and-so, so-and-so, and here you are, and you have a diss record and all this and that. So it's very interesting to see people going back and forth about it. I'm very impressed and excited for Kendrick for taking over the world in less than 3 minutes. You know, so
that's crazy.
It's amazing.
It's crazy how he did it, man. It just shows you the power of rap music. Mm-hmm. And that's the other thing that I love about it. Everybody knows how powerful rap music is. When you listen to rap music, we have helped brands get millions of dollars just by mentioning their products in these songs. You got cats like Jay-Z that have single-handedly built businesses and helped, you know, Ace of Spades, button-up shirts, jerseys, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you really put a business plan with what's going on in hip-hop, you'll see that a bunch of cats have made everybody else so much money, and they don't even know it, you know what I'm saying? And when you get something like this, like you said, this wasn't the best verse of all time. This wasn't something that you say, wow, this is the best verse I've ever heard, but it's the best impactful verse that I ever heard. You know what I'm saying? There's periods of history.
It definitely is.
Something happens in history and it has an impact, then it's historic and you remember it forever. You know what I'm saying? This is the type of shit he did when he said what he said. And like you said, it's not a diss. It's just saying, like, listen, man, we're over here. And if you think you're not over here, if you think you're over here, well, then you're going to have something to say. I know I'm over here. And I watched a video with Young Guru in Ninth Wonder talking about it. And Young Guru said the same exact thing I said to my man yesterday. I said, the difference between this shit is, this ain't cannabis. This ain't this ain't a nigga that can spit and he's good on somebody's feature. This is a nigga that just sold platinum. So this nigga can make songs, too. He's not just no battle rap or no verse spitter. This nigga's getting critically acclaimed for his music, period. And he could step in that realm and destroy people lyrically. You have no choice but to respect that. So for the niggas that are lyrical, that even come back at him, it's like there's a defense up already because niggas is just going to be like, yo, you got bars, my nigga, but you ain't never made no records that's worth nothing. So you you lose, you know what I'm saying? You still can't win.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, who are these kids? I'm seeing people pop up, and I'm like, who is this? And it's, clearly it's for business, so they can be seen and capitalize off of it or whatever, and someone can care about their little record, but I don't, and I hadn't paid it attention, so... It's just so funny. I mean, this is great for hip-hop and for rap culture. It's great for business. You can make so much money off of what's going on right now if you were smart and you played into the whole battling and lyrical type thing and, you know, Slowbook URL, your people that we met and even had on the show. I mean, this is their whole realm right here. So this is perfect. This is a perfect time and opportunity for the DJs to do the battle mixtapes and for people to do put on shows and get people in the same, you know what I mean? It's just a perfect opportunity to really capitalize off of what's happening right now if you're gonna be smart. And it's awesome for the music industry. And I saw a whole bunch, and I said this on my before we get too deep into it, I said this on my page yesterday. I saw there was a, you know, of course everyone was giving Kendrick their props and everything like that, and that's great. And so there was this kid, and he came, I don't know, he's probably a grown man, but he came on this girl's page and was like, well, you know, I don't know why, something about not being lyrical. I said, well, you know, this is crazy. Why are y'all getting in y'all feelings? If you're not lyrical, that's fine. You stay in your lane. Just like you said earlier, and this is an aspiring rapper, so it's really like, why are we even addressing this, you know? But as I saw a lot of aspiring rappers in their feelings, and I just was shocked by that. I'm like, you guys have, you're not even on the same plane. So for you to feel some type of way is irrelevant at this moment. And I just didn't get that. I didn't get why he was emotional and sad that nobody wanted to hear whatever he's dealing with. You know what I mean? Because now it's basically he was saying, well, now everybody's going to be doing Miracle and now I can't do. Wait a minute. That's not what it is. We still need those club records. We still need those college, you know what I mean? We still need those trap records. We still need those type of, you know, we still will listen to those and those will still be accepted for whatever it is. Everything has its season and it just happens to be the season of, you know, people want to get back to that, and that's why Kendrick has done so well. That's why those type, I can go on, the list can, is it's not endless, but, you know, you Lupe Fiascos and people like that, they've done well. And these are why, because people do still respect and honor that art and want that aspect brought back into hip-hop and into hip-hop, period. So, but it was very confusing for me to understand why he was so emotional and several artists
because he's
over
a follower.
Kendrick.
He's
you
a
know,
follower. He's not an artist. See, the people
to,
get scared when they think, okay, I got to follow what other people are doing. It's like, no, you're you. You know what I'm saying? So you keep doing what you're doing. But a lot of these people are not in the music for the right purpose. They're in the music because something's hot and they think they can do it, so they follow it. It's like everybody's the same damn near. Like even R&B artists, like I look at these cats and, you know, they come out, they got their leather outfit on, they dancing around, and it's just like, it's like, money, I just seen you the other day, but it wasn't you, it was another nigga, you know what I'm saying? Like, but y'all look alike, you're doing the same moves where you poke your chest out and bring it back in, and you're spinning around with the 1 foot like Usher, and, you know, I'm looking at this, and I'm like, who is, niggas are A&R in this shit, like,
Yeah.
You must be looking at another nigga's tape and being like, yo, this is exactly what we have to do. You need to do what he did. Because niggas look the same. Niggas sound the same.
Yes.
That nigga shouldn't have been, he shouldn't have even been concerned about
what I'm like, this has nothing to do with nothing. It just shows you that he's not a true artist. He's not ready. And he won't sustain. Exactly. To separate, it's supposed to tell you.
Hey, if you're not ready, stay over there. Like, don't try to be us. We up here. Like, when he mentioned his name with Jay-Z and Nas, and he's saying, listen, I'm up here.
Mm-hmm.
You other cats can go play. Now, these other cats that I'm about to mention, I got love for y'all. And I know, you know, y'all being mentioned around me, but every time I'm around, I'm going to try to slaughter you cats.
Like,
what's better than that? Like, what what could you
He said, I want your hardcore fans to never, you know, want to deal with you again, never play. I mean, let's get into the record. Let's go ahead and do that so they can really feel us and so we can do what we do. Now, this is a long-ass record now. And, you know, I don't really curse, but I had to slide that in because this is a long record right here. And I want to play it in full. And, yeah, it's long. I'm going to play it in full. I wanted to just play his verse, but should we play it in full, his verse? What do we need to do?
Well, we could play his verse. We could play his verse because I'm pretty sure – We could play
everybody.
His verse. I'm pretty sure everybody has heard the song by now. And since his verse is such a controversial verse, we could focus in on it.
Okay, good. I'm glad because, that, like I said, that's a long record. And
yeah,
we don't
got time
to
listen to that whole shit right now.
Yeah, that's just long. I mean, I'm not trying to hear what everybody else is talking about. And so, and then honestly, and then for everyone that's listening right now, you want to tune in and you have something to say, we want you to contribute. 760-913-4119 is the line, is the phone number. So don't be afraid to call in and say whether you agree, not disagree. How do you feel about it? Do you care about it? You know, just speak on it if you like. And we can get into that record. Oh, you know what? We'll get into that record in a couple seconds. I see it's still doing some an update right now on the system, so we'll actually get to that in a minute.
We're gonna talk about these responses, man. I mean, we got we got Joel Ortiz, we got Cassidy, we got Fred the Godson.
I love Cassidy. I can't.
And he did a great job. He did a great job on his response. And you know, he did one. And he you got Astro, the kid from what's it, X Factor.
Oh yeah.
He did one. You got Joe Budden gearing up to do one. I heard Fab was gonna come with something. So
this is the beautiful part of it. Yeah. It's amazing. It's great for business. And I was telling people, I'm so excited because I can't wait to hear what everybody's coming with, especially your Joe Buttons and your Fabulous and, you know, even now Astro. Like, I'm loving the names of in the Cassidy's. I'm loving all of that right now, and I'm excited about it. So, but we get the verse. I just wanted to take a second, make sure it was good to go and that was going to be the correct record. And so we're going to just play Control, Big Sean Control featuring Kendrick Lamar and whoever else.
J-Elect,
like
which
nobody
I love
matters.
I love J-Electronica, love him to
death.
But
it's like nobody else matters on this record.
It paled in comparison to what his verse is nice, so is Big Sean. They both got dope verse, but they just got outshined on this joint. And he name dropped, so it's just like.
And he did it,
That's what it was. It was real.
Exactly. Exactly. This is the Kendrick Lamar verse on Big Sean's Control with Jay Electronic.
Miscellaneous minds, never extending the minds. Double the strength for my alias, aliens to respond. Peddling things, thinking maybe when you get old, you realize I'm not gonna fold the demise.
I don't smoke crack, motherfucker, I sell it.
Bitch, everything I rap is a quarter piece to the melon. So if you have a relapse, just relax and pop in my disc. Don't you pop me the fucking pill, I'ma pop you, then give me this.
Hell flex and drop a bomb on this shit. So many bombs ring the alarm like Vietnam on this shit. So many bombs make Farrakhan think that's a dime in this bitch. One at a time, I line them up and bomb on their mom when she watching the kids. I'm in a destruction mode if the gold exists. I'm important like the Pope, I'm a Muslim on poke. I'm Machiavelli's offspring, I'm the king of New York, king of the coast. One hand, I juggle them both. The juggernauts all in your juggler, you take me for jokes. Live in the basement, church pews and funeral faces. Cartier bracelet, for my women friends, I'm in Vegas. Who the fuck y'all thought it's supposed to be? If Phil Jackson came back, still no coaching Mick. I'm uncoachable, I'm unsociable. Fuck y'all clubs, fuck y'all pictures. Show Instagram, can gobble these nuts. Gobble a dick up to your hiccup, my bitch call me corrupt. This the same flow that put the rap game on the crutch. I seen niggas transform like villain Decepticons. Miley probably turn these niggas to fucking Lindsay Lohan. A bunch of rich ass white girls looking for parties, playing with Barbies. Wreck the Porsche before you give them the car key. Judgment to the monarchy. Blessings to Paul McCartney. You call me a black beetle, I'm either that or a Marley.
Smoke crack, motherfucker, I sell it.
I'm dressed in all black, this is not for the fan of Elvis. I'm aiming straight for your pelvis. You can't stomach me, you plan on stumping me. Bitch, I've been jumping for you, put a gun on me. Bitch, I put one on yours, I'm Sean Connery. James Bond, with none of you niggas climbing 100 mil in front of me. And I'm gonna get it even if you're in the way. And if you're in it, better run for Pete's sake. I heard the barbershop being great debates all the time. Now who's the best MC, Kendrick, Jigga, and Nas? Eminem, Andre 3000, the rest of y'all. New niggas, just new niggas, don't get involved. And I ain't rocking no more designer shit. White jeans, the Nike Cortez, this red Corvette, synonymous. I'm usually homeboys with the same niggas I'm rhyming with. But this is hip hop, and them niggas should know what time it is. And that goes for Jermaine Cole, Big Crit, Wale, Pusha T, Meek Mills, A$AP Rocky, Drake, Big Sean, Jay Electron, Tyler McMillan. I got love for you all, but I'm trying to murder you niggas. Trying to make sure your core fans never heard of you niggas. They don't want to hear not one more noun or verb from you niggas. What is competition? I'm trying to raise the bar high. Who's trying to jump and get it? You're a better hawk trying to skydive out the exit window with 5G5s with 5 grand with your granddad as the pilot. He drunk as fuck trying to land with a handful of Arthur Riders and popping prosthetic leg, bumping pock in the cockpit. So the shit that pops in his head is the option of violence. Someone heard the steward and said that your parachute is a latex condom up to a dread.
West Coast.
You can check my name on the book. I earth, wind, and fire, the verse, the rains on the hook.
All right. Welcome back to Global 14 The Cut. That was the Kendrick Lamar verse on Big Sound Control. Well then, so you've heard it. If you haven't heard it already, you just heard it. We played it for you. Let us know what you think about it, 760-913-4119. So there it was. Again, the track, the verse served its purpose, and it took over the world, and it's still going, and it's not going to end. Totally shut anything down that people had going on.
Totally. Just killed it.
Nobody
just killed everybody's vibe. Just murdered it, and you know, the whole King of New York thing, man, you know, if people really listen to that line, you know, he's talking about Tupac. Tupac is from New York. Tupac's old name was MC New York. So when he's talking about juggling, you know, both coasts, and he's saying he's the Machiavelli offspring, it's like Tupac was from there but was enshrined as a great from the West Coast, like from Cali. So he became a legend worldwide. So while people say Tupac was the best on the way, Tupac's really worldwide, you know what I'm saying? Like the man. But at the same time, he was from New York and then went to the West and took over. So he's saying that somebody can do that, you know what I'm saying? Like and if Tupac did it, I can do it because I'm his offspring, you know what I'm saying? So niggas was jumping in, you know, they feelings like, oh shit, he's talking about New York, but they didn't get the Tupac reference. They didn't get that, and I'm just like, yo, do y'all hear what he's saying? Y'all know Tupac is from fucking Harlem, you know what I'm saying? So you know, him to rise to power like he did in hip hop, it didn't matter that he wasn't from Cali. He still went to Cali and took that shit over, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So Of course, he was living there. Kendrick's not living in New York. But what he's saying is that shit could be done. You could juggle both fucking coasts. You know what I'm saying? And I just think that that whole verse was dope as shit, man. It's just a good fucking verse.
It was a perfect verse. It was dope, and it served many purposes, and it did a lot in a very short, minimal time. And what's so amazing about it is what he did is what we always say that people should always aim for, which is to, if you're going to do it, then do it. You know what I mean? And he did that. And if you're going to do a feature, then you make sure you do that feature. And he did that feature. So it's amazing. And I'm glad that he did it. And it's exciting time. I'm all excited about it. And I think everyone should be. And it's so right what you said about people. You know, everyone's been over invested and emotional, but on the wrong parts, you know what I mean? And it's just kind of like, what is the deal? And who am I to say what's right or wrong? But it's kind of like, you know, listen, and then let's have a conversation. You know what I mean? I can't talk with everybody about it because they don't know what's going on. So I just...
I mean, you jump in. Rappers are, you know, a lot of rappers are emotional anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when they hear shit like this. And then, you know, you got social media. You got everything that...
Yeah, of course.
24 hours news cycle. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So anything that's a story is going to blow up because it's going to be everywhere you turn. But the beauty of him mentioning the names is just like, yo, listen. If I came here to rap... Jay-Z had an interview the other day. He was like, if I didn't get in this game to be great, what the fuck did I get into it for? You know what I'm saying? And I shouldn't be... You know, and that's what Kendrick is like. I shouldn't be afraid to be mentioning no niggas' names. Like, I'm telling y'all niggas, I got love for y'all niggas, but when it comes to this microphone, I'm literally trying to destroy y'all niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And let me give a shout out, big fucking shout out to Big Sean. That's the realest shit ever that he did because he didn't go back and change his verse.
No.
He knew what Kendrick said on the shit. He could have easily went back and changed his shit. He didn't do it, and he still released that shit. And he was just like, yo, this nigga murdered this shit. I got to put this out here for the culture. I got to put it out. He wasn't worried about his ego. He wasn't worried about what Kendrick was trying to do. He just did his thing. He fucking put it out there.
Thank you. And I'm so glad that you said that. Definitely shout out to Big Sean. I mean, are you kidding me? He doesn't have time to be worried about the pettiness. Everybody else is getting all in their feelings, which is great. We want you to get that emotion and that passion with it. But come on now. You know what I mean? There's no bloodshed here. This is rap. You know, this is the music. Let's go.
And I think most people are taking it that way. But I think they're taking it that way. And it's the media. It's like
it's the media and the fans, not the mainstream.
Exactly, it's not the rappers.
Yeah.
It's not the rappers.
No, definitely not.
You know,
it's the media and the fans.
Certain rappers will, because they're struggling.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Certain rappers is gonna get mad and say this and say that, but that's just because of where they are in their career. You know what I'm saying?
Like Joel
Ortiz's response was fire. You know what I'm saying? He killed it. Bar for bar. Even Lupe Fiasco's joint that he did, his shit was crazy.
Lupe already dropped
one? Bunch of cats.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I'm excited. This is awesome.
So,
I didn't hear Cassidy did his thing.
It's a lot of people.
I know. I didn't hear Cassidy yet. But, and see, that's what's so crazy. Like, you will miss in 10 seconds the verse, the comeback verse, or whatever we're going to call it. Because it's just that crazy right now. And, you know, of course, immediately the pictures went out. You know what I mean? I saw one about somebody saying Wale writing a poem saying this poem about to kill Kendrick or something. I was like, y'all are so a mess. But it's true because everybody knows Wale's on that poetic tape, you know, and he's dope with it. Like, I love Wale, but it was funny. Like, there's really... Everybody took these pictures, and they got wrestling matches, and they got Kendrick teaching class. Did you see that one when everybody
was
in class?
Yeah, I saw all, and I was just cracking up. It was funny.
Yeah, it was
hilarious.
Shit,
it's a good time right now.
It's
awesome. Love the
it's
good
have
time
fun,
right
exactly.
Now, you know what I'm saying? And that's why I put on my Instagram. Thank you for doing that. I appreciate that. Thank you, Kendrick, because somebody needs to do that shit. If you're a rapper, then you had to wake up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And now,
the
fucked up thing about it is they're taking that track off of all the forums because of the traction it's getting. Remember, the reason why I didn't make his album is because the sample wasn't cleared yet.
Mm-hmm,
so now,
mm-hmm.
if you go on a bunch of these blog sites, you can't even find it. They like, video has been removed, audio has been removed. So it's like, it got that big. And now, it's gonna make them money from the sheer marketing aspect. And now I guess, you know, the record company's like, yo, we can't do this because that is not cleared. We can't be, you know, making any type of waves of money with that song. So I see people pulling it off. But one thing that I really want people to that's listening to understand about what he did is, even though he killed niggas on that verse, he gave niggas life at the same time. Like,
yes, he did.
Niggas would not give a shit about what some of these cats are putting out right now. Because if you're not a fan, a hardcore fan, they're just not relevant to you.
No.
Now,
no.
when that shit comes, that title says Ransom, Kendrick Lamar response. Niggas don't know. Ransom is sick. He could really rap. But now they're going to pay attention and click on it. They're going to pay attention and click on Astro. Anything that says that Kendrick Lamar response name on it is getting clicked on. So, yo, he gave niggas life that they even have it.
No, it's amazing. It was a great moment. And then, like I said, anytime I walk into work and he's flashing across RUSA Today, then that's a big deal. I mean, that's crazy to make it to that. I mean, that's they don't care anything about. I can't remember the last time they said something about rap music. You know what I mean? And not to say that they don't, and I don't be, you know, but for it to be a main story, you know, I mean, it was just amazing. And in a corporate hotel and environment, he's crossed over. He did it.
Oh, man, and he Ben did that with his album. That's the crazy thing. And when I say give rappers life, I don't mean like these rappers are dead and nobody's checking for them. Of course people are checking for Ransom. Of course people are checking for Astro. What I'm talking about is mainstream. It's just like Ransom and Nicki Minaj has been going through something lately, him and Nicki. And TMZ is running up on Ransom. TMZ would never run up on Ransom because of his rap. They probably wouldn't even know who he was if it was just coming up to him about his rap career. But now since that whole Nicki Minaj thing happened with him saying what he said about her, you got TMZ running up on him. So there's rappers out there that get shine off of not their craft, just something that's like newsworthy. And this whole Kendrick Lamar shit is newsworthy. So there's people that's going to just attack that beat, try to hop on it, try to rap, put that title up under it so they can get some clicks and they can get some views. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not mad at them for that. But when Kendrick, I don't think he's going to respond to none of these people.
No, it's just a wake up. It's wake up, but come out and play and let's go. And not just come out and play, but you know what I mean? Like a kid, that's what I felt like. It was like, come on, let's go. Let's get on the court. It's time. Bring your A game. Step it up. Let's do it. If we're going to do it, then let's do it. And that's how I took it immediately. I never looked at it as a diss. I never listened to it.
Not at all.
Yeah, I loved everything he said in there. And it was dope for what it was a dope verse, and it served its purpose, and it was what it was. And it's great for now. It's great for all of, for period, forever. And I think he was, it's awesome. Kendrick is young. He's not old. This is the perfect time to do this, especially in his career when you thought he couldn't get any bigger, when you thought he might could fall back. This is a time where people would, after they've already done all this, they performed at BT. He had one of the best performances. He brought out Erykah Badu. You know, he's been doing his thing. So this is a time where people kind of expect you to scale back. Well, he didn't. You know, he went forward and did something massive. And it kind of, this hasn't been, we haven't had anything this big since Jay-Z. And that's awesome. And he put himself right there with Jay-Z. So it's awesome. You know what I mean? Not
it's crazy.
As far as the magnetic
you got
artist,
Diddy to
you know
respond.
What I mean?
You got Diddy responding on Instagram. You got responding on Instagram.
And Diddy,
this is the best thing ever.
It is.
Nah,
it's
it's. But what I'm saying is, in this type of climate, a lot of people do not understand. You need marketing.
You need a balance.
It's too saturated. the rap industry is too saturated, so marketing plays a big part, you know, especially when you got the skills to back it up. I wouldn't be surprised if the whole West Coast jumps behind Kendrick's back it says, you know what, we're taking this shit back. And, and this young nigga just sparked it for us. So anybody that want to come back to New York, the West versus the East, we're going to do it this time, but we're going to do it on some rap shit. I'm not surprised if that happens. When Corrupt came through on that New York,
See,
cats are not even realizing what Kendrick is saying in that verse, man. Yeah. Like, that was one of the illest verses ever when Corrupt was just spitting on that beat and Snoop is just kicking down buildings in New York. That shit back in the day was crazy. You know what I'm saying? So now, it can get back to that lyrical friend that niggas, people want to get that shit. Man, you can't pop a Molly and drink and get fucked up all day. You know what I'm saying? Those are cool. All of those are cool, but you need the balance. Like, honestly, you need the fucking balance, yo.
Exactly. You know, and it's a perfect time for it. I literally am excited. Anybody who loves music, like a lot of people love music, but you know, a lot of people are fans. But when you've got those scholars, you know what I mean? Pretty much, you know. Of course, we're not North Cornell West or, you know, anybody like that, but the ones that are just really deep into that Black culture and knowing what that music can do and that impact that it brings. And you know how David Banner, he'll speak on the panels. He's one of those diehard. I want to hear what he has to say about it. I love when he speaks on things. But when you have and can speak and have a conversation, and when you're a scholar and just really into it and invested into music like we are, on the business side, as a fan aspect, and just knowing what it could be, what it was, and what it should be, and enjoying all of this right now is just really, like you said, like a kid. It's just like, oh my God, we're about to do the 90s again. You know what I mean? Back when it was exciting, when you went and paid for a CD, when you went and paid for a concert because you wanted to see what was going to happen. Got to get back to that entertainment aspect and him doing that.
Yeah, too many of these niggas are the same. Too many of these niggas are the same. I'm just like, another nigga just being like another nigga. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And like everybody's saying, people that should really feel dissed are the ones he didn't mention. Like, if he didn't say their name, they should be like, oh, shit, like, he's not even. And that's, you know what's crazy? The niggas he didn't even say their name, they wouldn't give a fuck if they weren't on Kendrick's radar for that verse. Now, after that verse, they might be looking like, oh, so this nigga, he ain't even acknowledging me as a nigga that's doing my thing in hip-hop? Okay, I'm going to come with something. That's how crazy that verse is. It's like, if I'm not even seeing you, this is, like he said, this is none of your concern. So some niggas are going to be like, what the fuck you mean? It ain't none of my concern.
Yeah, it ain't my concern. Yeah, exactly.
Bars, nigga. Watch me come back with my shit. Like I said,
hold
up. Life at the same time. How
I love it. Oh, I love it. I can't wait. I'm excited. I'm excited for a whole nother reason. Like I want to hear everybody verse. I want to hear everybody coming with their best of their best that they think is their best. Because when they put it out, that's supposed to be their best. So I want to be able to say, nah, this wasn't. I didn't feel this, but I love people bringing their A game and it being stepped up because you didn't have to try very hard. You don't have to try very hard because of the masses and the mainstream media at the time. But like I said before, you know, if everyone wouldn't, it's all about supply and demand. If they start coming with that and fans show the support that they're showing now, the reaction shows where it continues to be this, and this could be great for business, great for money, great for the industry. They'll have to revamp. There's a chance for a lot to happen here. But it's up to the fans also to keep, you know, keep it alive and do what they're doing now, which is showing that interest and showing that, hey, we want this out here. We really do want this. We want more of this. We really do. And Kendrick is right. We need more of him, et cetera, et cetera. Because they haven't demanded it. They've been content with Pop and Molly's and, you know, whatever else the Saiyans have been. They've been content with that, and they haven't stepped up and demanded for anything else, and it's all about supply and demand. So once the fans start saying, you know what, enough is enough, I don't want to hear this and this, I want to hear this, I want to pay my money and get this, I want to go to a concert and it be this. Once they start saying that, then we have no choice as the industry. The people have no choice but to bring them what the people want. You know what I mean? The powers that
definitely
be have no choice but to actually have to. Okay, now
then there's
going to
be people that still want the other shit. There's
going
to, I mean, that's not going
exactly
nowhere.
And that's,
you know,
fine. Yeah.
You just,
and
you,
that's
yo,
fine.
Let it stay and let it do. Let it
and
do.
Have a balance.
It's supposed to do that. That's what I'm saying.
It
you don't
is.
Have to jump out of your lane if you not
no.
in that lane. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Stay where you at and keep doing your thing. You know what I'm saying?
But
it's
those that, who
it,
want
it,
that
it doesn't concern you. But well, yeah, exactly. People
and
that think that they're
that,
lyrical, they're going to jump in. That's
exactly.
It.
And fans that want to enjoy that, they need to step up and enjoy it and put your money where your mouth is and keep clicking on these YouTubes and keep clicking on these responses and keep showing them that you want that to be the next season, that you want
and
more lyrical
what
than
it is.
You do.
You know what's funny about that? It is the season. It's just
it
like,
is.
It's not in the urban community. Like, you
mm-hmm.
go to these festivals where Kendrick
oh,
and them
yeah.
are performing. These people
yeah.
are out there by the thousands. I'm talking
yeah.
about seas of people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not comparable to the club in the hood where another
yeah.
nigga got to come and rap. He, yo, that's,
yeah.
that's his platform. That's what he do. That's perfect. But meanwhile, there's a bunch of shit going on. Niggas is doing festivals overseas that you ain't never even heard of. You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying? You didn't
mm-hmm.
even know radio stations put on them festivals over there.
Mm-hmm.
And until you see Kanye and Jay-Z over there, you're like, where the
mm-hmm.
fuck was Jay-Z
and
doing this shit?
Off in Poland.
Oh, yeah, off
France
in the
Germany.
Crazy
just,
spots. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying?
Exactly.
People are loving our culture more than we loving it. And that's the thing.
Yeah.
It's like, now it took that nigga to spark beef, like, in their minds.
Yeah.
It took Kendrick to name drop and call niggas
yeah.
out for
yeah.
our culture to be like, now this is what I'm talking about.
Oh, what's
about.
Up? Exactly.
Other cultures is soaking our shit up heavy, making money off our shit, all types
mm-hmm.
of shit. Y'all
mm-hmm.
niggas late. This shit
yeah,
going on.
Exactly.
Around the world.
Exactly. I agree. Definitely late with it. It's just a dope time. I'm excited. I can't wait to see and hear everything and what's to come with it. And here we are talking about it. He's consumed our whole show. This was the perfect example of how to be innovative and how to come out and raise the bar and just all kind of examples. I mean, he's making some history here. And anytime you can do that, it's just an amazing thing. It's great. So nothing but...
You know. There's some other things going on in hip-hop, too, you know. Your boy Gucci Mane don't give a fuck about none of this shit that's going on. Gucci Mane is still
no.
just going to keep shitting on niggas, man. He called out Jeezy, T.I., and Yo Gotti as his three top pussy-ass rappers in the game.
Oh, wow.
Put it on Twitter and was like, hey, these are my three top pussy ass rappers in the game. Jeezy, of course, Yo Gotti, and Tip. Who are y'all three top pussy ass rappers? Let me know. So he's asking questions on Twitter about, and then he put on Twitter that I'm selling the rights to Waka Flocka for $1 million. Who wants this little nigga? Somebody come get this little nigga for $1 million. You can have his publishing,
wow.
his cover, everything. Just, you know, come get this disloyal little nigga. I'm like, damn, this nigga Gucci.
He is.
Gucci really and truly don't give a fuck.
Deborah going to have a sit down with him and be like, look, you need to chill out, you know.
I think it's past a sit down now. If it's not, that's good. You know what I'm saying? I respect that they commend this, but I don't think Gucci Mane's that type of cat that even if he mends it, you really believe that he's mending it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, can you really trust that nigga after he said all that?
After he said that, and, you know, I watched that interview that Deborah gave to Breakfast Club about how much she loved him just the other week. And I think it was last week it was. and that she loves Gucci and that she hates that he took it to Twitter. She hates that he's doing this for everybody to see. Like, you know how, like, you can have problems at home or, you know, people have problems, but you're not supposed to air the laundry out. You're not, you know what I mean? You're not supposed to tell what happened and whatever. You just, when you go out in public, it is what it is, you know. Just like a marriage, I guess. You have your problems, but you don't just tell everybody your problems. You know what I mean? And so she was basically saying, you know, they're brothers, they're supposed to be brothers, they can fight in the house, they can argue in the house, they can do all of that, be mad at each other, whatever, but it should have never came to the point, you know, she said it should have never, she said, of course, rumors, people kind of knew, and it was just rumor, but when he took it to Twitter, she said that's what she really hates, that they both have now, they're publicly with it, and that's what, you know, like you just said, on his Twitter, you know, who wants the rights for a million, whatever, so she really hates that. But she was just saying last week that she loves him, and she knows that he loves her, and she says she hates the place that they're in at this moment. So, you guys,
well, he just took it to another level.
He took it to another level. So I'm going to be tracking down to see on my end what Deborah says. It's so funny. I always have an interest when it comes to music, but I hate when it gets to these type of points. You know what I mean? When they're going back and forth, and, you know, these are real people. You know what I mean? These are real people, and I think people forget that. These are real people with real problems, real issues that they've had for whatever reason, and they just happen to be in that limelight. So it's like, this is the things that he's saying, you know what I mean? That's like what he feels for real, you know what I mean? And it's just like, that could be anybody else who's just not at that level. But because it's Gucci and because it's the people that he named, we're going to be looking at it like, oh my God, you know what I mean? And,
you know, especially how tight they used to be. But you know what's happening is the disrespect in rap is on that type of level, it's not really being celebrated. Rap is at a period where everybody's like, let's come together and get this money that we're being gypped out of. Like, even when, you know, I was so happy the other week when I seen Jay-Z and Dame Dash posing together at a party in Brooklyn. It was like one of my favorite pictures I've seen all year. But a lot of this stuff has been going on. Timberland apologizing to Jay-Z and people mending fences and saying, okay, man, this money is out here. Let's go get this money. So the niggas that are still on there, yo, fuck this nigga type shit and this and that, you know, that's what they do. That's cool. But that's really not being embraced by the people. Like, if you seen Waka Flocka last interview, he was just like, listen, man, that's my man. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I can't fuck with the nigga because he's doing things that I don't agree with. Like, I can't treat my fans like Gucci is treating his friend. I mean, you know, Gucci just, he got a case for bashing a fan over the head with a bottle, and the fan just asked him for a picture. You know what I'm saying? Waka's like, yo, I can't do that. I can't be associated with that. Like, I love my fans. I talk to them, like, all day when they come up to me. Yeah. So I'm not riding with the bashing your fan in the head type shit.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So it comes to points where niggas start to say, you know what, man, that's too much. I got to separate. But then other niggas are like, nah, that's your man. You got to ride for him no matter what, blase. But people get older, man, and when they really get to the point to where, look, we out of the hood now.
Exactly.
We getting money. All we got to do is keep making the music that everybody loves us for. Ain't no need for us to be out here hitting fans in the dome with bottles. Like,
it's senseless at this point. And, you know, and like, that's the main thing. People are getting older. I mean, it's not even just, I mean, what is the deal? Where, you know, people have matured in their careers and they're trying to take it to a whole other level. They're trying to brand themselves. I mean, it's just, this is not, you know, you have to get it while you can, especially in the music industry. So, no, you're right. It's not being embraced and it's not, I don't want to see anybody snatching chains and going through all that anymore. I want to see competition, battles, you know, things like what's happening right now with that Kendrick did and brought out to light. And so I'm excited for that. And I want to see the, you know, things like what Jay-Z did just now, which is he's always doing something, you know, groundbreaking. But the Magna Carta, that's what I'm excited about. And that's what keeps us excited and talking. And yeah, I mean, I don't know. And it just reminds me of the time when it's always a beautiful moment when they mend after so many years. You know, even you were talking about, remember who you were talking about with Benzino, you know what I mean? And he even talked
right.
about, you know, that next season, sitting everybody down and just getting over that, because, you know, he said the same thing. You know, it's not worth it. Life is short. We're getting older. Blah, blah, you know, and he kind of went into it. And we had that interview with him, you guys. If you can go back and listen to it a couple weeks back, we had that interview with Benzino. But even he mentioned it. And I think Mike Watts touched on it as well. So this is prior to any of this. So. But,
and
yeah.
it's big business that they're missing out on. A lot of people are,
yes, it is.
You know, through the petty shit, it's like, yo, other people are making money off y'all, tremendous money. And some of this
yeah.
money y'all are missing because y'all worried about the dumbest shit ever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
it's just like, what
the,
are you doing?
You know, the cats that know, they're like, okay, listen, man, if we could get together and run this course and get this money, let's get this money. Hip hop is great competition, man. Like, it's mm-hmm. been like that forever. LL Cool J, Cool Moe D, you know, Busy B, and Cool Moe D, shit, MC Shan, KRS-One, you know, mm-hmm. Mobb Deep, Capone and Noriega verse, you know, Dog Pound Corrupt. They did New York, Mobb Deep, and them came back with LA, you know what I'm saying? You know, the crazy part about it is when it gets kind of too far out there. And the funny thing about it is social media does that. There was incidents
yeah,
back
do.
In the day. Niggas was
yeah.
getting their chain snatched. Wu-Tang was beating niggas' favorite rappers
mm-hmm.
up senseless
mm-hmm.
out in them streets. But it wasn't
mm-hmm.
out there in the media like that. It was a bunch of
exactly.
shit that used to happen to niggas. But you didn't know about it. You know what I'm saying? Niggas used to get beat up. Niggas used to get robbed.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. It was like, I remember Mace got robbed around my hood. You know what I'm saying? It was like, oh, shit, Mace came to the hood and got robbed. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
it wasn't no
yeah.
24-hour cycle that was putting it
exactly.
out there. Like, oh, shit, Mace got caught up out of so-and-so. I remember Busta
mm-hmm.
Rhymes got robbed. Oh, shit, I heard Busta
mm-hmm.
got robbed. But it wasn't no news cycle that was putting it out there
mm-hmm.
like that. So it was
mm-hmm.
a bunch of shit that always went on. But it wasn't
mm-hmm.
in the forefront. Now,
mm-hmm.
it's like that same shit.
In an instant.
They looking for it to create clicks and likes and money and,
mm-hmm.
you know, all of that shit equals paper because it's controversy
mm-hmm.
and it's a story.
Mm-hmm.
Newspapers, that's their job. Sell
mm-hmm.
their newspapers. So anything in it interesting, that's what they put in it. Well, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Every website that covers the entertainment industry is now your newspaper. We your newspaper
mm-hmm.
here on the cut.
Mm-hmm.
We gonna get controversial people that come through here. We gonna shoot that shit right out
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
we want people to listen to what happened on our show. It is what
exactly.
it is. You know what I'm saying?
It
so
is. And
as long as you
it
have
is.
That
it's a
balance,
yeah,
right. But
mm-hmm.
as long as you have that balance to where you like. Okay, I'm not just looking for the shitty story. I'm looking
mm-hmm.
for the great story, too. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? I'm looking for a story that is going to bring light on another level and get a whole bunch of clicks on another level. It's a shame that that doesn't happen, but you still got to try to put it out there. There's a girl right now that I would love to get on the show. Only because I think it's interesting as fuck what she's saying. I don't know if people heard the story, but she's saying that, you know, she passed up having sex with Jay-Z while he was married with Beyonce. Like, Jay-Z tried to come at her. And she names a host of other people. Her rap name is Liv. She's actually dope. She's fine as
mm-hmm.
shit. And she
mm-hmm.
said that, I knew I was going to have a long road in hip hop because I would not sleep with these powerful niggas. And she wrote a song, and it's on YouTube. I forgot the name of the song, but just look up LIV.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably going to be the first song that comes up. And she's talking about how she knew she could have made it even faster if she would have slept with these niggas, but she did not do that. She was like, I love
mm-hmm.
Beyonce. I would never sleep with Jay-Z. Now,
mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that any of this is true, but
mm-hmm.
she also is nice. So if that's her story, a lot of females need to fuck with her because she telling you, yo, I didn't do it this way. You need to support me. Plus, I'm dope. I look good. I can rap. People are fucking with me now, but her story is what's getting people to look at her. It's even got me to look. I read the caption. I was like, who's this? And then I went to the video, and I was like, oh, shit, she's dope, too. So now I don't want her on here for the story. I want her on here because she's dope, and people should be like, yo, go check her out. Of course, everybody's asking her about the story. It's Jay-Z. Well, you, of course you want to ask her about that. But at the same time, I don't want her on for that. I think that females need to see, yo, check this story out. This girl said this person, that person, that person all came at her. She named it exactly where it happened, where she was when it went down, and she just completely turned them down and kept writing, I mean, kept performing and kept doing what she was doing, and now she here.
I didn't know she was a rapper, but I saw that story because, you know, Jay-Z and Beyonce. I saw the story, but I didn't know she was a rapper. And so I didn't even, you know, I didn't invest in it and click in it or do anything. And but I did not know she was a rapper, so wow. But I have seen it all over within this past, I think it was this week or so, I have seen that. So, and the reason I said that is because I Googled real quick when you said, and I was like, oh, yeah, I've seen this already. I saw her face. I've seen this picture, but I did not know she was a rapper. So, awesome, awesome. Well, we definitely, I don't have anybody on the lines. I have a couple of people listening in, and that's dope, and we appreciate them listening to the episode, and they will be able to go back and listen to it tonight again. But, I mean, we can go on and on and on. It's always something to say when it comes to hip-hop, and I love when we get to have these times that we just kind of can get into it and bring our truth and speak our two cents on the matters and the subject at hand. And tonight's, of course, Kendrick Lamar, you know, and what he did was great for hip-hop and rap, and anybody that can't see that, then there's nothing to discuss, you know. This just kind of is what it is. But
man, you don't even got to stay.
No,
we don't even got to stay on the line like that about it. We basically, you know, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? This is something that's going to spark a great time in music. And I know people can't wait to hear Kendrick Lamar's next shit, because now it's like he set the bar for himself, too.
Exactly.
Not just these other rappers. Now, if he come with something that's less than stellar, people are going to be like, oh, how are you the king? You know what I'm saying? Like, come on.
It's
so
perfect.
Now it's giving you
this
something to look
wanted.
Forward to in the culture, man. And just embrace it. Be happy. I know you might think other people rap better than him, but like I said, all of that shit is not factual debate when you're talking about an artist in the whole sense of an artist. This man just came out with his first release, and it went platinum. You know what I'm saying? In a time where even OGs can't go platinum. They struggling to get to a million. You know what I'm saying? So you got this kid that came out like that. He's not spitting about anything that these other cats are talking about. His album was eccentric as shit. Some dope ass songs that didn't line up with shit you was hearing. That shit was different. You know what I'm saying? And now, you know what's interesting about Kendrick too? One more thing on Kendrick. Even gang members in L.A. that rap have passed the torch and said that this man is that next guy. So think about this. Out the West, you got YG, you got niggas like Nipsey Hussle, you got niggas like Nipsey Hussle, you got niggas like J-Rock that's right there on Kendrick's label. You got all these young gang member rappers that they can get behind and be like, this is the next nigga to carry it for the West. None of them niggas are getting behind them niggas and saying, this is the next guy. They fuck with them. They deal with them all. You know, they showing them love. They helping the young boys out, which I think is great. But they're not saying, yo, this is the next nigga. The blood ain't saying this blood is the next nigga. The Crip ain't saying this Crip is the next. All of these niggas that gang bang in L.A. And our artists are saying this little nigga right here is the next nigga, and he not even waving no flag. Now that should tell you that this kid is a beast, man.
No, and that's exactly what it did. And what you're saying is, I'm glad that you said that and mentioned that too, because you know we all know that, unfortunately, but it is what it is. Our culture goes hand in hand with that type of, with lifestyles, and just you know violence and our culture and things like that. So,
you're talking about L.A.
Yeah,
this is where the shit comes with. If it's not Chicago or L.A., everything else is, you know, around that subset.
Yeah,
you're talking about Compton, California. You're talking about where it came from, South Central. You're talking about where all that came from, and all of those gang members out there is supporting this kid that's speaking like, I don't need to do all that.
He's not even speaking on that that subject matter.
Exactly.
In that light. So... No, it's perfect. It's awesome, and I love that he's young. I'm loving everything that's. I love that he has his own unique style as well. He's dope, and like you said, he raised the bar for himself, and I know that's what he wanted to do. We all know, and he did just that, and it's amazing because now he's even inspired. Now that they're going hard and writing their best bars and coming with it. He's inspired to be better and write, and that's what he wanted. He didn't want to get to that place where he's like, I'm just out doing, and there's no way to go up. He wants to continue to climb. He wants to be better, and all those other things that he mentioned in his verse. So it's dope, and it's going to be a lovely, lovely time coming up. I can't wait to talk to my brother about it. Next weekend, actually, I'll be in Texas next weekend. And this weekend, there's also, just that since we're talking about weekends and traveling, Atlanta, there will be a YMCA school readiness back to Celebrity Bash, back to school event that's taking place Saturday in Stone Mountain, Georgia. So if you have nothing to do and you can catch this episode, you're listening now, you're in Atlanta, make sure you do stop through there and check it out at the YMCA in Stone Mountain, Georgia. It's going to be nice, final draft, and a couple of your favorite Atlanta area artists will be out there to give school supplies to kids, and I will be reading a couple of books and activities with the kids, and it's going to be a great time. So come out if you can and show some support. I'm loving what's going on. I can't wait to hear everybody and what they have to say. And like you said, it gave people a platform that we hadn't thought about in a minute, that we hadn't really talked about. You know, they hadn't had anything going on, no drama. You know, you don't have anything new or no drama. Nobody's caring. Yeah, it's
this is perfect. It's perfect. Kendrick, shout out. You're doing your thing. We love it. You know what I'm saying?
I can't
wait to the Fabuluses, the Meek Mills, the Pusha T's, and all of those, the big Crits. You know, I can't wait to hear what they got. And, you know, all the struggling rappers out there that, you know, I'm going to catch the wave. Go ahead and ride that wave. Get on. Do your thing.
You know,
you might get some clicks off this. So go ahead, jump in. You know what I'm saying? But remember, you know, after that sport, it's still an art. How many people want to hear your album? You know what I'm saying? How many people waiting for that? I was just talking to my man the other day. Niggas don't realize. There's certain niggas that don't have to drop no mixtapes. Niggas been waiting for Andre 3000 next album for fucking years. You ain't getting no mixtapes from Andre 3000. You ain't getting no mixtapes from Jay-Z. You're not getting no mixtapes from Eminem. You're not, they not even having to throw you that. You know what I'm saying? And you're still waiting. So hip-hop still can be great. I told my man the other day, like, you don't see Taylor Swift throwing out no mixtape. You don't see Garth Brooks and these, you know, other genres having to feed you for free so you can stay interested. They come out when they want to come out, and you still fuck with them.
And you still,
whoever listens to their music. So when rap gets back to that, and niggas is like, yo, I can't wait to Kendrick next album,
for the
now,
new,
blah, blah,
exactly.
blah, and he don't have to throw you no tape.
Exactly.
It's beautiful, man. I understand
exactly.
why they do it, because it's a money
yeah.
thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I understand that, but what I'm saying is,
no,
it don't have to be that way. Other genres are eating more than urban music,
mm-hmm.
and they're not giving nothing away for
no.
free.
No, they're not. No, they're
you know
not. And that's why, and I never even understood an unsigned artist dropping a mixtape every week, and you know, and then the series when nobody paid attention to number one. You know what I mean? So you have to, and I forgot
that's
who
great.
Said something similar, like, you know, niggas is dropping volume 10, and we ain't even, you know, we
you
don't care about the first couple.
Well,
yeah,
that,
one through nine,
ego.
Yeah, so.
That's an ego stroke. Like, I got something coming
yeah.
out. Got something coming out. I got something coming out.
Yeah.
All that mm-hmm. money that you spent on that
when
shit.
When you could have had a
do
solid campaign.
Solid
exactly.
campaign. Put a plan together. Get out there.
Exactly.
Make it happen. I'm telling you. This,
exactly.
There's so many mixtapes that keep coming out, coming out, coming out.
Exactly.
Coming out, coming out. It doesn't
we talk
work
about
like
every
that.
Week.
Every week we put you on of the
week,
new shit.
Because there's
out.
Some that are, exactly, exactly. And some, it's, you know, not to say that they shouldn't have them. It is exciting, and you haven't done anything in a couple of years to do something and kind of get back out and test the fan base and, like, you know, just have a strategy behind it is
but
all.
But you got a fan base.
So,
you got
exactly.
a fan base. You built up a fan base. That's what I'm saying. Like,
exactly.
one mixtape and a plan behind that mixtape, you can
mm-hmm.
build up a fan base. It's going to take
and
some money. It's going to take
James
some time. And that's
mm-hmm.
exactly that's what Trinidad did. So now
mm-hmm.
people have to understand that there's money behind it. There's a plan behind
mm-hmm.
it. And
mm-hmm.
then you got people to feed. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I never understood the rapper that goes to the open mic night where only the same 10 people are there every
mm-hmm.
week.
Yeah.
Either you
exactly.
just practicing or,
exactly.
or that's the only thing you could be doing is horning your crab. You can't be
it's
saying.
It's only practice. You can't
be performing.
Exactly.
You're not doing nothing.
Clearly, we're just practicing and rehearsing because this is not the full deal right here. And I say that all the time. You know, when you, it's got to be a purpose behind it. That's all I'm saying. And if it's practice, then that's wonderful. But just, you know, hey.
Say that. Yo, I'm going out here to practice, man. Nah, y'all don't
exactly.
got to, you know, nah, ain't nothing like that. I'm
yeah.
just going out to practice. Just be like, yo, I'm performing over here, over
yeah.
here. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. And then, you know, you go to the spot, and it's like, yo, this should show you how many
exactly.
people really fuck with you when it comes
exactly.
to your dream on making
exactly.
it. But you keep pushing it, but change the strategy up a little bit, man. You know,
mm-hmm.
This is fresh in my head because we were talking about it the other day, me and my homie, and it was just
mm-hmm.
like a lot of people love to see themselves
yeah.
doing something. But
exactly.
you have to start accomplishing little goals at a time. Little,
exactly.
when you could check shit off and be like,
exactly.
did that, made that happen. See that shit just keep going up and up and up and up.
Exactly. I couldn't agree more, you know, and it just have a, I mean, there's so much to say and do, and sometimes it gets frustrating even to see and hear the way that people operate and move, and you're just like, really? That's not the best. It's not the best route. You know, how about, why not try this avenue, you know what I mean? I may not know everything, but why not try this avenue, because I'm telling you, you know, pressing up these 2,000 CDs to hit South by Southwest is not going to do it. You know what I mean? And there just needs to be a plan in place. I remember Mike Watts came on the show, and he said the best way is to just email so I can search for it and whatever. You know what I mean? You make a, you know, say you show your presence. You know, even when I go and touch down places, I make sure we have, you know, you and I both, we give business cards, we exchange numbers, we lock numbers, we build and continue
mm-hmm.
from there. So it's, you don't have to rush and throw everything at people at one time. And, you know, it doesn't have to be like that. And the same with your fans. Give them something to look forward to. Give them a reason to be excited. And I'll give you an example from myself. Being underground in R&B and within my market and known within my marketing area, and I will put out things and it take off and do whatever it needs to do, but it's never been a mixtape. It's never been a single, but it's always been in demand there. And so I recently hopped on a single with someone else, and that did well. And she's pushing that, and she's really doing something with that record. And I really appreciate that, because when you get on stuff, you want it to be a reason. And so there's more to that and who she is and her family and everybody that's involved in that record. But it's a great thing. And now, so performing and opening with, performing with, rather, for John B. next weekend in Austin. Now people care, you know what I mean? Because I didn't perform every weekend. They don't see me every week. When I was there, when I wasn't there, they didn't see me every week. So it's a reason to see me. They're excited about it. They paid a ticket. Nobody asked for a hookup. It was what it was. And I saw their tickets because they wanted to let me know. And I appreciated that. And so people will have a vested interest in you when you're not always on scene. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
People will care more when you walk through the club. People will care, you know, if an artist...
Yeah, it's just, you have to do that. Just, gotta do that.
And so they'll care more when you drop those quality albums, you know what I mean, like you said, and have those periods of time where, you know, you've built up a fan base. You don't, and like you said, you don't have to constantly feed them for free, you know, a little bit along the way, check it off and go.
If you give a nigga something for free all week, you can't charge them on the weekend. They're not gonna accept that. You know what I'm saying? They're like, yo, you just gave it to me free all week.
Exactly.
Why you want money now?
That's
and
perfect.
And this happens with your favorite rappers. Like,
yes,
this
it
is
does.
No coincidence. You see Meek Mill crashing servers when he drops Dream Chaser mixtapes. But then when he dropped his album, it didn't crack 160 the first week. I don't think. Well, I
because
think
I'm
the
not
number
about
was like
to do
160,000. Because it was like, hey, got Meek's mixtape, you know, but he still get money because he out there doing shows and things like that.
Exactly.
So for him, it makes sense. He has a fan base that's going to come see them shows, and people are going to come book him off that mixtape music. He going to get some great money off that. But when it comes to, hey, this is my debut album, you saw those numbers. Niggas was like, damn, I thought Meek was going to do a little bit better than that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It's the climate of what's going on out here. So you just want to plan a little better. That's it.
It is. And there's so many different strategies that can be in place with these type of things. And, you know, we don't know all the right answers, but we facts are facts. and that's
what it
is.
We learned everything.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, successful... I like this discussion. I loved it. I enjoyed it. I hope you guys did too as well. We'll be back next week, next Wednesday, with our artist review, and we will give the feedback and give our expertise and some music industry ears maybe listening in. So, you know, here we go, and we'll preach you if your record's going to be played, and we look forward to next week, and that's going to be going down again Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Global 14, The Cut at Global 14. This is the station show, rather, via Jermaine Dupri's social networking site, global14.com. We do have a YouTube page up, and we have a Facebook page up, and so we're everywhere. So make sure you Google and like and follow the links and let, you know, just let loose and follow. And then I'm at Onyx254 on Twitter, Instagram, and Global 14.
And I'm at The Glue on Twitter. That's the only thing that's different on Twitter is The Glue. THAGLUE. And on Instagram, it's The Golden Fleece, THA Golden Fleece. And on Global 14, it's just Golden Fleece. So Golden Fleece both on the Instagram and the Global 14, and The Glue on Twitter, THAGLUE. So make sure you hit us up. Make sure you follow us, man. We got a lot of crazy things coming up. I'm telling you, a lot of stuff under the sleeve. About to make a lot of different things happen, man. And, you know, I'm about to reach out to certain people. Onyx about to reach out to certain people and have things for independent artists to, you know, win, be a part of, you know, free tickets to Touchdown here, there. And a lot of the stuff is going to be, you know, so you guys can get out there, learn what you need to learn, have a good time. But it's always going to be some type of education and involved with it. God, whether it's a seminar or something, because those are the things that you could always take away something from. Once it, once you get it in your brain, you ain't never going to forget it. You know what I'm saying? So understand where this industry is going, because I'm telling you, it takes a lot of people under. Mike Watts was saying it when he was on here, too. It's not easy, man. A lot of people need to prioritize, especially if you're 30 and older and you're still doing this. You need to you need to prioritize. So we're gonna keep bringing that heat, that education. And yo, Kendrick, thank you again, sir. We need to try to get you up on the show, boy.
Seriously, I wanted to get on the phone and I was like, who can I call? I was like, I gotta step my network game up immediately. So let's go ahead and invite out to Kendrick Lamar. Bitch, don't kill my vibe, because I know that he killed a lot of people's vibes in the past 48 hours. Unexpectedly? Nope. It was pretty much expected. So here we go. We're riding out. And they're back next week, next Wednesday.
Probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it. But today I'm running. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
Look inside of my soul and you can find gold and maybe get rich. Look inside of your soul and you can find out it never hits. I can feel the changes. I can feel a new life. I always knew life can be dangerous. I can say that I like a challenge and you to me is painless. You don't know what pain is. How can I paint this picture when the colorblind is hanging with you? Fell on my face and I woke with a scar. Another mistake living deep in my heart. Wear it on top of my sleeve in a flick. I can admit that it didn't look like yours. Why you resent every making of his? Tell me your purpose is petty again. But even a small light, it can burn a bridge. Even a small light, it can burn a bridge. I can feel the changes. I can feel the new people around me just wanna be famous. You can see that my city found me, did put me on stage. To me, that's amazing. To you, that's a quick check. With all disrespect, let me say this.
I am a sinner who's probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it. But today I'm running. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. 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 I'm trying to keep it alive and not compromise the feeling we love. You're trying to keep it deprived and only co-sign what radio does. And I'm looking right past you. We live in a world, we live in a world on two different axles. You live in a world, you're living behind the mirror. I know what you're scared of, the feeling, emotions inferior. This shit is vital, I know you had to, this shit is vital, I know you had to. Die in a pitiful pain, tell me you're watching a chain. It's way more believable, give me a feasible gain. Rather her seasonal name, I'll let the people know this is something you can blame. On yourself you can remain, stuck in a box. I'ma break out and then hide every lock. I'ma break out and then hide every lock. I can feel the changes. I can feel the new people around me just wanna be famous. You can see that my city found me, then put me on stages. To me, that's amazing. To you, that's a quick check with all disrespect. Let me say this, say this, say this.
I am a sinner who's probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it. But today I'm running. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. 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 Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
You ain't heard the cold strike. It's been a long time. Don't you see that long
Roll out. Nigga, I got a pack of blacks and a BCD. Get your freestyles ready.